You are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. My name is Dominique Beaumonte, and this episode is all about preparing for 2023. Stay tuned. My prayer is that 2022 was a blessing to you and for you, that you accomplished some of your goals, that you are content with the lessons that you learned, that God gave you opportunities to grow and to increase your faith in Him, so on and so forth. I also recognize that, like myself, many people didn't have the year that they anticipated. And so for me, I'm thinking very deeply about three things. And the thing that I think I want to share with you all, well, first of all, let me share these three things. I'm thinking a lot about how to get to January as a month. And the reason why I'm prioritizing that first is because sometimes I think the danger that we make is that we ball everything up into one thing. We say, you know, 2023. And I think it's important for us to take one month at a time. So I'm thinking about January as a month. So it's almost like I'm thinking about like 2023 as 12 opportunities, 12 ways to think about, you know, how I want to live, who I want to be. And a part of it is I have a really, really busy January. And in my life, not to get ahead of this podcast, but I guess I'm just going to ramble. In my life, what tends to happen is I am a part of a lot of systems where things are consistently happening. And I have signed up for like this very consistent flow of obligations. And sometimes I don't like pull out my calendar or think intentionally about how I'm going to get through everything that I need to get through, because I'm really just doing it like week by week, like hoping that there are no conflicts. I really want to be more intentional about that. And so I'm thinking about January as a month, as an opportunity to begin with my intentions for the month, really be in alignment with who I am. I talked a lot about, especially if you follow this podcast over the years, I've talked a lot about intentional congruence, this idea that there should be some strong alignment with who you are and what you are doing, right? And so when I have been successful in this area, what that might look like is I'm presented with a variety of opportunities, whether they be social or professional or personal or church, religious. I'm presented with a series of opportunities and I'm making a decision about what is a yes and what is a no based on what I believe God has called me to do and who He's called me to be. Now, I'm a Christian, and so when I talk about my purpose flowing from God's desire for me, that if you are not a Christian, it might not be God for you. It might be other things that provoke you. Now, this is a Christian podcast. My intention is that when people hear this, they are encouraged spiritually, and they interface or interact with God differently as a result of hearing this podcast. But I just want to throw that in there, that I know that there is a chance that someone might be listening to the podcast that's not a person that shares the same faith as I do. I recognize that. But when I talk about intentional congruence, I'm talking about who God has called me to be, who I am, and how all that flows into what I'm doing. So there's some good intention things that I have been invited to do that are not negative things. They're not necessarily things that I should pass up. But when I'm thinking about how I spend my resources, there is no congruence, right? If I have $500 and I have five trips, I can go on all the trips because I only got $500, right? So I have to look at all the opportunities that are presented to me and say, what's in the greatest alignment? Let me just kind of run through this. This is a very personal episode. So things that are important to me in January, I am on a board that is having a winter meeting. So that's one trip. My denomination is having a international leadership conference. That's another potential trip. My denomination is also having more of a local conference in for the state of California. That's another trip. My nephew has a birthday in early February, the first weekend of February. That's another trip. I have to go to potentially two conferences or two work-related trips during the month of January. So when I contemplate all those, a part of my well-being is going to work, right? So I'm able to do all of the things that I need to do because I'm intentionally grounded in work that is gratifying to me and that I enjoy doing because I think it's in alignment with my purpose. So my professional responsibilities are a priority, right? I can't skip a trip professionally and then also be accountable to the trips that I have to use the money that I make from my job to participate in. So those are priorities. Got to go to work. Secondarily, love my nephew. He's having a birthday. So I have to prioritize going to where my nephew is, right? Even though that's in February, I need to save resources in the month of January in order to see him in February. So that's a priority. The other things become an opportunity for me to really take inventory about, okay, do I need to be here? Is there another way to be present without physically being there? What's going to happen if I don't go there, right? Like, how does going align with my goals for the year, the month, the season, overall, professionally, personally, spiritually? What am I missing if I do go? So I'm contemplating all those things because for me, it's really important to not have a break. I know some people are like, well, you're doing all that on your vacation? Yes, because the way that I'm experiencing vacation is an opportunity to reset, to do a self huddle with myself, to say, where are you at? Where are you going? And because the thing that I have found, and I think a lot of people, if we're honest with ourselves, like we have these experiences where we are really, really tired, right? We have worked hard. We've worked very hard. And then we get a vacation and then we go on vacation and we relax. But maybe like there's all this anxiety for going back into this very like deep state of work. Right. And like, if you're like me, like being away from my office or being away from my work generally means that I'm behind. Like I could work a full day tomorrow. Right. Like I know that. So I'm thinking about that. Like January is a priority for me. I want to make sure that I'm setting myself up for success, that I'm meeting my goals, that I'm not pushing January to the back burner and just prioritizing for the whole year, because I really can't do that. I don't really know what God has planned for me for 2023. I have to trust his will and his plan, but I also have to be intentional about what I want to do. So that's my first thing. I gotta get control as much as I can of January. Secondly, I'm thinking a lot about how to finish the year strong. And I know that sounds strange because it's February, it's January, or what is this? December. Yeah, there will be no editing. This is December 25th, and technically there are 7 days left. And I want to be very intentional with that time. Like, there are things that I want to do that I haven't been able to do, that I'm positioned to do, that I can try, right? Some of them are as simple as going to my favorite park in the winter here in Seattle. I'm in Seattle. There's a park that I love. I've never gone in the winter. there have been times when I've come in the summer and not had the opportunity to go. And so I always think to myself, like, I need to try to come to this park in the winter. So I'm going to do that. Maybe that's trivial. But for me, it is, you know, even doing this, right? Like, I'm really passionate about my podcast. I love the idea that people listen. I want to encourage and inspire other people. And one of the ways I'm finishing this year strong is by using my voice and my influence and my podcast to speak positivity into the world. So I don't just want to say, oh, I'm relaxing. I worked all year. I'm just going to be, you know, laying in the bed in the hotel all day. A part of the way that I am relaxing is I'm doing things that I enjoy that I necessarily wouldn't have time to do if I, you know, was, you know, at work. So I'm focused on finishing the year strong. And then finally, like, I know that I need to be thinking about 2023 in a way that is productive, in a way that sets me up for success. And a part of that, y'all, is thinking about just having a really honest conversation with myself about 2022. What were my goals when I started this year? What did I accomplish? What did I want that God communicated to me was not in his will? And then I got something else. Or what was I thinking what's going to happen? Something happened in my life. And I'll give you an example. Well, I'll give you a piece of an example. There are some things that I was trusting God to do. And I had a specific way that I wanted him to do that. And evidently, I cannot ever say that word. He did more than I asked for, but he did it in a way that was so different from how I anticipated it would be that it really caught me off guard. And the lesson that I that 2022 taught me is really about the beauty of consistency and trusting God and staying put and being consistent and not like moving with every wind or feeling like if I don't hear from God today, then that means I got to take things into my own hands. So that being considered, that's a really important lesson that I learned in 2022 that I have to apply to 2023, right? Because no matter how many plans or goals or areas of focus that I come up with, I have to make room for the fact that God is in control of my life. He knows the role that I'm taking. He knows the plan that he has for me, and I'd rather have his plan for me than my plan for me. And what I mean by that is that I believe that God's plan for me is superior and better. And I believe it is more beautiful than what I have planned for myself. 2023 proved that to me. It wasn't like a bed of roses, but it was an opportunity for me to learn to trust God in a different way. So I'm thinking a lot about that, right? So here's what let me just kind of iron out for you what my plan is. I have five things that I'm going to do. And I've reflected a lot about these. Some of you who listen to this podcast, like, you might hear some things that maybe you and I had a conversation about, like, in passing, because in my reflection, particularly in the last 48 hours, in my reflection about 2023, I've had these conversations with myself about not biting off more than I can chew, being realistic about what I have control and power over, areas where I can trust God more, areas where I really need God's intervention. And then, like, there are some areas that I just, you know, I dropped the ball in, right? For whatever reason, that I did have control over and I didn't pursue right. So here's my plan. The first thing I'm gonna do is identify a theme for the year. And for me, the theme is really gonna be driven by this idea of intentional congruence. Like, how can I be on the right path, the path that pleases God, the path that honors my purpose, and something that inspires me and sits with me throughout the year as a reminder of God's will for my life. So I'm going to come up with a theme. A theme is different from a resolution because a resolution may be centered in a set of actions or maybe based on other people's decisions or actions. For me, a theme is solely about who I am, what choices I'm making, what I plan to do, how I plan to interpret what God's plan might be for me this year. So I'm coming up with a theme. I don't know what it is. I haven't thought about it, but I'm coming up with one. I think the second thing is, rather than coming up with these sort of resolutions, I've decided to come up with focus areas. And I've decided to divide those focus areas into quarters. So four quarters. And the reason why I've decided to do that is because it's easier to manage, easier to remember. I got a theme, I got focus areas for the year. So in the first quarter of the year, one focus area might be promotion. That could be personal, professional, spiritual, whatever that is. My investment in time and myself will be promotion. It doesn't mean I'll get promoted. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that God's going to honor, if God chooses to, he will honor the effort that I put towards promotion as I've identified that as a focus for that particular time. So I'm going to come up with some areas of focus. I'm going to divide them into quarters, and I'm going to create opportunities or to revisit them, whether those be, that's number three, whether that's be a small retreat. I'm going to take time each quarter. I'm going to go back to revisit how I've done in those areas of focus. Sometimes, y'all, I have days where I just need to make a list of things that I've accomplished, right? And figure it out from there. And then hold on to the things that I've accomplished at the end of the day to say, look what I did. There are other days when I need to make a list before the day starts, and I need to say, I got to get these things done if I'm going to be successful. So that's a part of, you know, creating the opportunities to really check in, right? Like, because life might push me in a direction where I just got to make a list of accomplishments during that quarter rather than thinking about what I can do differently for the next quarter, or whether I need to get a new focus for the next quarter, whatever. I might need to continue. I don't know. I'm creating opportunities for myself to make mistakes, to learn, to grow, to trust God. And then I'm going to identify somebody that I can find accountability in, somebody that I trust, somebody that is not trying to compete against me or trying to make me feel bad, or like not a coach, not a parent, not a drill sergeant, but somebody who can hold me accountable. Maybe there's some shared accountability that I can check in with. But most importantly, and these are not in areas of importance because I might do them backwards, the thing that I'm going to definitely do is pray over every plan that I have. Sometimes the problem with our plans are that they are our plans. They are the plans that we set out for ourselves based on what we want to see. And a lot of times our plans are established based on what other people are accomplishing, how fast they accomplish them. We use other people as a measuring stick. And I would submit to you, and this is also based on my own experience, that sometimes people are the worst measuring sticks for your success because you don't know what those people had to go through. You don't know the span. You don't even know their timeline. Like, you know nothing. And so it's really important to establish your own goals and benchmarks, you know, not based on other people's success or lack of success, but on what you are intending for God to do, what you expect for him to do. And then also, hopefully you identify with this, but there have been things that I was qualified for, but I wasn't ready for, right? Like, God knew I wasn't ready for it. So he delayed what I believed I was qualified for to bless me in another way at another time. And so I'm also trusting that I'm making room for God to be God in my life, right? That is quintessential to my personal success. And I hope that you will endeavor to think about that too. And I don't think that God is calling us to substitute the opportunity to set goals with just being like, I'm just gonna walk in faith and see what happens. I think God's calling us into a balance, right? I think he's calling us into a balance. And I talked to you guys about, you know, the practice of becoming a minimalist. And I really believe that a part of the practice of becoming a minimalist, or the journey, or even thinking about it, I'm not going to say that it's really God's will necessarily, because I'm still trying to figure out what specifically that means. I think there's some minimalist practices that I can afford to adopt. But I also realize that there are some things that are really important to me that until something else happens, I need to be able to prioritize the things that are important to me. So I don't know if that even makes sense, but I'm trying to, you know, really take inventory of, am I in a season where I need to throw everything away? Or am I in a season where I need to be more intentional about what I bring into my life? And that is the result of really seeking God and inviting him in. Now, he doesn't need an invitation because he's God, he's everywhere at all times. But a part of what I failed to do in the beginning, because my need, my idea, desire to be a minimalist was really centered around my need to move and to figure out ways and strategies to get out of all that I had into something new. But I also realized that I need God to help me, right? Like, having less stuff does not mean happiness, right? Like, having less stuff doesn't mean that you are living a fulfilled life. And I love my books. I didn't throw my books away. And when I was going through this, this is not what this podcast is about, but I'm just telling, I'm sharing out of my heart. When I was going through this practice of thinking about being a minimalist, I really bought into this idea that I had to make space for new things by throwing away old things, and that things had to have meaning, like that is established, like through these set of ideas that somebody else created. And what I love about my books is not that I get to come home every day and read them. What I love about my books is that they're a collection of things that I've cared about over time. They are things that have gotten me through difficult situations. And I always have the opportunity to go into my library and like pick out a book that I want to read. But here's the thing that like changed my attitude kind of in the opposite way of the minimalist trajectory where my books are concerned. When I started to collect books and I started to get books that fancied me or that spoke to my heart, I imagined for myself, like in the house that I'm going to buy, having a library. And it occurred to me that having a library with books that not only I can read, but other people can read as a result of their, like, being in my library, like, is more important to me. And I can't get a library if I buy into this idea that every book has to mean something, right? Like, it's important if you're walking in this minimalist ideology. And I don't want to bring things into my life that I don't need, but I think that's anti-library, right? So I had these really deep discussions about like my rationale for my books. I threw away a lot of books. I gave books away. But ultimately, like, I want the process of loving a book, giving a book away, to be something different, because I didn't get all these books just because I wanted to have a library. I accumulated these books because I read them, because they're important to me. They brought value to my life. and I want to recycle them. If I have to recycle them, I want to recycle them back into a process where they are to me what they are to other people. And so I was getting the whole minimalist ideology was pushing me towards this idea of like, you don't need to have all these books because what are you going to be doing with them? And then I thought about, is that the point? You know? So anyway, I say all that to say that when you involve God in your plans, he reveals things to you that might be different from some of the practices, traditions, ideologies that you're taking on, but they become even more important. And I'm trusting God for more of those lessons, right? I want him to interrupt my natural thinking so that I can be inspired spiritually, right? I want to know what he thinks about my book collection. I care about God's perspective on my wanting to be a minimalist because I want to please him. I want to be in the center of his will. And I also know that his will is what is best for me, not my own will or what I want to do or how I want to do it. So that's where I am with that. So let me just kind of go through what I'm focused on. So I said that I had five things that I was going to do. I'm going to identify a theme. I'm going to identify quarterly focuses. I'm going to create opportunities or mini retreats to reflect on those focus areas. I'm going to identify someone that I trust that can be a system of accountability on the terms that we set, because sometimes we get people to be our accountability and they're way off. Now, if I don't talk to you on a regular basis, I don't want somebody to be my accountability partner when it comes to books if their idea is you got to read the whole book once you get it. Well, no, I might not want to read the book the same day that I get it. I might read a little bit today and a little bit in 6 months. I don't know. Right. So the person that is going to be my accountability partner in the area of book has to understand that. Right. Can't just be like, well, you failed because you didn't do what you said you're going to do. Well, that's where I am. That's what I'm thinking about. That's how I'm focusing on ending the year. I'm thinking a lot about January, but I'm also thinking a lot about 2022. And I'm thinking about where I can do better at pursuing God's will in my life. So anyway, I hope some of that was helpful. I thank you. If you are still listening, oh my gosh, I love you. Thank you. And I look forward to having these conversations continuously throughout the year. I love you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And I pray that you have a beautiful new year. CJ, we're so.